Yeah, we have a lot of things to clean up when it comes to, you know, our protection, and it's everyone involved, right? O-line, tight ends, backs, is everybody working together, being on the same page, and just getting it done. Like, we've had multiple weeks where the same things have hurt us multiple times, so we have to get it fixed, starting with the coaches and out to the, down to the players of finishing and executing it.
As far as the same things, like, do you, like, personnel changes or just schematic, like, is it just as simple as execution, or if it's been the same thing for a few weeks, do you think
change? Yeah, for me, everything is on the table. When it comes to it, has to get fixed.
Where's your faith
mind,
Chris Grouser, right now, and being able to turn things around?
Yeah, like I said, when it comes to it, I know how we're coached, what we're asking to be done, and it's not showing up on the tape. So it's not just one person; it's the entire thing. So it's just the entire offense from the top to the bottom. We have to get it cleaned up. Not one person or one thing, but multiple things, multiple issues that we have to get collectively. We have to get it fixed.
Well, the play that looked like it may have gone backwards, yeah, before the touchdown, was there a consideration to challenging that? Did you get input that maybe that was not a good time to challenge?
Yeah, from the guys upstairs, it wasn't, and they thought it was forward. So, I mean, looking back at it, yeah, should I have challenged it? Yes, yeah, it's always, you know, you look back, hindsight is always 20/20. So you're looking back, like, should I throw the challenge? You know, maybe throw it there. So I look at myself too, like, wish I would have thrown it there just to force them to make a decision.
On the 3rd and 15, the final offensive play, now that you've looked at it, are you still pleased with the decision and the play call there?
Yeah, we had a one-on-one opportunity right there. We had to win that one-on-one opportunity, which, you know, we put Tank and CJ in that spot to win a one-on-one opportunity, and we didn't make the play, didn't get it done.
Is the goal to get out of bounds there, though? Because it was short of the sticks, and it was near the sidelines.
Yeah, the goal is to complete the pass.
Can you get out of bounds, though?
The goal is to complete the pass.
When some of the offensive line struggles, what gives you the confidence that things can be fixed this season?
Yes, the guys have done it multiple games. We've had a lot of great games where we have protected very well, and we've done a great job of protecting and allowing CJ to throw for over 300 yards in games. So it's not something we can't get done. It's just a matter of us executing and finishing and being on the details. Every single time we go out, it'll always be about us and us executing. We didn't execute well. They made some plays on us, and, you know, they, unfortunately, there, we gave up some plays that kind of knocked us out of field goal range to take points off the board.
On the offensive line, with a lot of the guys talking, and they were accountable about it, they talked about communication issues. There were a lot of free rushers where you just see a guy unblocked completely. Is it as simple as a communication issue? I mean, obviously, physically, you guys have a large investment. These guys, you feel good about their ability to block.
Everything's going to start with communication, and it's going to start with guys being clear and concise on what they're doing up front. So it all starts communicating, everybody being on the same page.
Because on the road, I feel like that's when most of you guys' sacks have popped up. Obviously, the Bears game, you guys had a few sacks that you guys allowed. But at home, the communication seems to be more in sync. But on the road, it seems like the communication can kind of get a little haywire when it comes to offensive line protection. How much is the crowd noise factoring? How much is just guys not being on the same page? Like, why is it on the road picking up the stunts isn't as effective when you guys are at home?
Yeah, of course, being on the road for every team, it's going to be more difficult with the crowd noise. Right? That's why fans are important. They can truly affect the game by creating noise, especially in those third down situations. So we have to communicate in the huddle, get out of the huddle sooner, right? More urgency to get to the line so we can communicate and be on the various looks that we get on third down.
How difficult is it when the offensive line's struggling within a game to maybe adjust things on the fly with the offense, change some of the things that, hey, maybe we practice this, now it's not available to us because we're having a hard time blocking? How difficult is that in game?
Yeah, that's coaching, right? Good coaches have to make sure we make those adjustments and get it done within game, right? And that's where, you know, you separate yourself as coaches, being able to adjust on the fly from whatever you may have prepared for and what is happening right in the moment. So you have to be able to adjust on the fly and get it fixed.
Joe Mixon had a really good game on the ground. What was allowing you guys to kind of get Joe Mixon going with offensive line, things of that nature?
Yeah, when it came to the running game, I felt like our guys did a really good job of getting good hat placement, hat on a hat. Like, we had a couple really well-executed, well-blocked plays, and it was just showing our guys when we do it right, and we're on the guy we're supposed to be on, like, and you hand the ball to Joe, Joe is going to make some impact plays happen for us. And you know, everybody thrives off the momentum that Joe is able to create, like, with his run style and his playmaking ability, right? It's really huge for our team. So, you know, his mentality, how he runs the ball, it really gives us a chance. Now, we just have to continue to feed him and continue to be able to clean up our issues, whatever we have there in the passing game, to be able to have a well-balanced offense.
What do you think it will take to get him more involved in making the big plays that you saw from him as a rookie?
Yeah, with Tank, he just has to keep going. I believe in Tank. Believe he'll be able to make some big-time explosive plays for us. He just has to keep going, and he will do that. I have all the faith in Tank.
Like about what Neville was able to do, and even Jake Hansen, you know, replaced
Neville stepped in and played really well for us. For him to come out that first series to be able to start with Petrie tipped the pass, and for Nev to get the interception, man, something we really talked about that we needed that game was attacking the football and taking the football away, and Nev made a nice impact play for us there. I mean, third down, third and one, short yardage stop. He made a play. He was flying around, and he played really well for us. And Jake as well, they did a good job stepping in and filling in and being where they were supposed to be and making some big-time plays for us.
Can you talk about the importance of the college game because you sweep them or you're tied for the first one?
Yeah, this game is big this week. We know, I mean, the Colts coming into our house, and it's a game for first place. It's a huge game for us, and, you know, we have a bad taste in our mouth from last week, and so we're excited about this opportunity. And as I told our guys, you can't get up for this game, then, I mean, why are you here? So this is a big game. Everybody understands the impact of this game, and we're excited to move on to this one.
A lot of the explosive plays through the air coming with the tight ends versus the receivers, like, only at 34 yards. Where do you think kind of the tight end passing game was successful compared to getting the receivers involved?
We were able to get one explosive there with Dalton across the middle when they were playing three deep. We were able to hit him with an explosive, and Cade got an explosive on a check down. So those guys were active in the passing game. Not, of course, overall, our passing game, yeah. Everybody knows it wasn't good enough across the board, so we have to find ways to get everybody involved in the passing game.
What'd you do to Danico
Autry? Yeah, Danico, really, you know, pleased with him getting back. First game back, first time out, playing football in a while. So he's going to take some time to get back, you know, a little rusty, but he'll get back going.
CJ throughout his career has averaged 267 yards passing per game. Obviously, this is his lowest of his career. What do you think was the biggest reason why the whole entire passing attack just couldn't get it going?
Yeah, the passing attack couldn't get going because, I mean, one, to start with, of course, protection. Also, the routes. Like, we had some plays. We dropped pass. We dropped the touchdown. It wasn't clean from an execution standpoint, from the route distribution to protection. And I think quarterback was sped up a little bit, and, you know, it caused some issues for us.
How much does a game like yesterday stay with you before you turn the page? Or is it always kind of like right there with you, knowing what, you know, you have to improve on?
No, great question. I'm done with the game. I just have to come in here and answer all the questions. I'm done with it, and I've moved on. Just give you guys, after you guys watch the film and got all the criticism, bring it on. But it's good. I'm on to the net. All I'm thinking about is the Colts.
Thanks,
all right. Thank you, guys.